Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to...
Hello, everybody. God bless you today. This is Susan Puzio. And I want to welcome you to the Prophetic News radio broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. And there's so much prophecy in the news today. Let me tell you, there's things happening. I'm amazed every week when I'm thinking about what will I talk about on my program, then I get all these news alerts and I'm in shock. I can't believe the things that are going on today that people call Christianity. They call themselves ministers of the gospel. And it is really, really sad. Really sad what's going on. But the main thing for us, the body of Christ, is to be on the lookout and to be so aware of what's going on as far as the false prophets and the false teachers and the traps that they're laying for people. It's just diabolical. It really, really is. I'm amazed, like I said, every week when I get the news alerts and I see the things that are happening with people that profess to be Christians and they profess to be born again. They profess to love Jesus. But which Jesus do they love? It seems like they love another Jesus. They're preaching another gospel and another Jesus. So we have to stay strong in these days, stay in the Word, let the Word of God be your guidebook. No matter what anybody tells you, if they tell you something that's contrary to the Word of God, you have to reject it and run for your life, especially in the days that we're in with the deception that's out there and people participating in the deception. But there'll come the day, and it will happen, when the false church, people that claim to be Christians, and the people that you'll be seeing on television with the big ministries, they'll be the biggest deceivers going, because when Antichrist comes on the scene, they'll be appearing on the stage with him. They'll be praising God with him, just like they were having this conference that I'm going to talk about today with Mrs. Moon. Remember the Moonies and Reverend Sun Yun Moon, who he claimed to be God. Yeah. And his wife now is having conferences, and she's inviting so-called evangelicals. This is very shocking, because this woman, Mrs. Moon, she claims to be the only begotten daughter of God. Now imagine that. And so she says she has to help God out because Jesus didn't finish his job. He was killed. And so her husband and her, they have to finish the work that Jesus didn't finish. Anyway, she's holding these peace rallies around the world. And she held one last year. I didn't know about it, in 2018. And she invited Noel Jones, who's supposed to be a pastor, and a pastor of what? Pastor, I wouldn't want a pastor like that, that's for sure. Anyway, him and Yolanda Adams and Hezekiah Walker, and I think they had either a 200 or 500 voice choir. Now imagine that. So they used the music, the gospel music, to entice people, and then they had hundreds of dancers, and they filled this Coliseum. Oh, I don't know if there was 50,000, 60,000. There was a lot of people at this event in 2018. Anyway, in 2019, Mrs. Moon held an event in New York City, or just outside of New York City. And guess who was one of the speakers? Just guess. Well, it was Paula White. Paula White. Paula White goes to this event and speaks. Look, I wouldn't care how much money they paid me or what kind of enticement. There would be no way ever that I would ever appear on a stage with Mrs. Moon, who stated at this meeting that she was the true mother, the only begotten daughter of God. Now, can you imagine? So, this Paula White sinks deeper and deeper and deeper into the pit of apostasy to appear at an event like this. And I think Noel Jones was there again, and Yolanda Adams. Oh, what are they desperate? What do they need, the money or what? Why in the world would you appear at an event with an Antichrist? Except that you liked the money that they paid you, or you wanted the exposure. But let's see what the Word of God says in Ephesians 5:11. It says, and have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them. You don't go and hang out with them and have meetings with them. No, you reprove them. You tell them off. Say, wait a minute. You need Jesus, and you better be born again, because there's a heaven or there's a hell. So don't mess around with me, because I'm not coming to your event. I don't care how much you pay me or how much publicity you give me. But no, you have these compromisers that would actually go to an event and appear with this woman. Now imagine that this woman gets out of bed in the morning. She's got to comb her hair. She's got to eat her breakfast. She's got to brush her teeth. Now, when she's brushing her teeth, what is she saying to herself? I'm the only begotten son, the only begotten daughter of God. What's she saying to herself? She's human. But it's like the epitome of deception, that you could actually convince yourself that you have to finish the work that Jesus did on the earth, and you're the only begotten daughter? I didn't know that God had an only begotten daughter. How deceived can you be? How deceived can you be? I had a friend, my mother's friend that she grew up with, her husband, he lost his mind at one point in his life after being in the war, and he had PTSD and whatever, World War II. And he started dressing up to look like Jesus and saying he was Jesus. So what happened to him? They put him in a mental institution. But now you have people like this attracting crowds of 60,000 to 100,000 people. And then you have so-called evangelicals going and appearing with these people and sharing a stage with them and singing praise songs. And anyway, I was shocked. I was shocked. Years ago, the so-called Reverend Moon, I don't even like to use that terminology, but he was also flirting with evangelicals. And I had a pastor friend in Atlanta, and he showed me a letter that he got from Moon. And Moon, at that time, was inviting pastors to come to his events, and he was paying their airfare and their hotel rooms, and it was very enticing. I said to him, are you going? He said, well, I'm thinking about it. I'm like, oh, I don't care. Look, you can give me a free trip. You can give me a hotel room. Whatever, you can give me $1 million. I'm still not going. I'm not going. And I think he even, at one point, he even gave Jerry Falwell and Tim LaHaye some money, and I think they took it. I didn't look up those stories, but I remember something about their affiliation with him. And he also took, they also had the newspaper, the Washington Times. I'm not sure that they own it anymore, but they managed to buy a newspaper. They also took over a university, which I just found out today, the University of Bridgeport. They gave them $50 million, but they basically took over the university. And I saw on YouTube that Mrs. Moon, she had to go in for these depositions. Somebody was suing her. I didn't get the whole story. It probably would have taken me a couple of days anyway to go through all the audios that there are available. But the attorney was saying, when the attorney was asking her questions, she was asking her, what about the University of Bridgeport? Was it a providential ministry? Was it a providential university that you were using to further your so-called gospel? And yes, of course it was. It was a, imagine that, buying university, buying newspapers, just anything to deceive people. To deceive people. No, they don't want to buy their own university. They want to take over a university that's well known so people would go there, and they might not even realize who was running the thing. But that's the deception. I'm going to play an audio clip from this about Mrs. Moon, and they were saying that sometimes they would have these events and they would invite, I think it was in Brazil, they were inviting evangelicals to come, and they weren't telling them that she was going to be there also. And anyway, when they found out that she was going to be there, they canceled. They had, thank God for those Christians there in Brazil, because they canceled. They didn't go. But these sellouts over here, they went and participated in this event with her. Oh, dear, I'm telling you, it is so awful. Let me play this for you, this clip, this promo for this Moon event.
Mrs. Hack Jahan calls herself the only begotten daughter, and she claims to be a new Messiah. After the passing of her husband, the Reverend Samyang Moon, she declared a new theology that deifies her as the sole, sinless Messiah. She claims that the 2,000-year history of Christianity was paved for her arrival, and that it wasn't enough to just have Jesus Christ. In order to demonstrate legitimacy as the only begotten daughter and founder of this new religion, she has been holding large events to promote herself by surrounding herself with numerous performance artists and politicians, targeting the general public and Christian audiences. The events are staged as entertainment, as if they were promoting a message of peace and interfaith harmony. But her true agenda is hidden. Listen to what Mrs. Hack Jahan has to say behind closed doors.
1943년에 독생녀가 탄생했습니다. 우리 손으로 만들 수 있습니다.
These events are being held in South America, Africa, Europe, Asia, and North America. The performers and participants are not told of her true intentions, and in some cases, the organizers did not even reveal that she was the keynote speaker. In the case of Brazil, when people found out, evangelical leaders and congregations spread the truth of the event. All singers cancelled their participation. These events are being held by Mrs. Hack Jahan and the Family Federation. The events are misleading because they use bait and switch tactics to promote the performers, while not being upfront about the identity of the main speaker and her only begotten daughter message. The Family Federation and Mrs. Hack Jahan are planning similar events in several countries, using the same bait and switch tactic. Their next one will be on November 12, 2018, in New York, at the Nassau Coliseum. This event is promoted as a gospel concert, with no hint given of the real agenda of promoting the only begotten daughter. The Family Federation is also planning such events in Zimbabwe and in South Africa.
아직도 어둠에서 깨어나지 못하고 있는 이 살아왔나.
Don't be fooled into supporting the only begotten daughter and her deceptive agenda. Stay informed and know what you are supporting.
Oh, it's shocking, isn't it? And anyway, remember, Noel Jones, Hezekiah Walker, Paula White, so-called spiritual advisor to the President of the United States. What spirit is she advising him with? We know what spirit she's advising him with, obviously. Can't make this up, but Jesus said it was going to happen. And Jesus said in Matthew 24, "For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there shall no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not, for there shall arise false Christs and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall the coming of the Son of Man be." So we know Jesus came once and he said he's coming again. So there's nobody else coming. There's nobody else. Mrs. Moon, you're only human. Jesus came once, he's coming again, and you're not Jesus. You're not Jesus. So give it up. I'm going to play now a couple more of these shocking audios, and you can go yourself and look up some of these videos. Mrs. Moon, she calls herself Mother, True Mother, she calls herself, and so that's like another alarm bell, because we're going to talk also about Juanita Bynum today and her new announcement. She's now having people call her mother, as Paula White does. Paula White makes people in her church call her mother. So that's an alarm bell has to go off, number one, when somebody, some pastor or some preacher, woman, male, female, when they start wanting you to call them mother and father, the alarm bell should start going off. You have one mother, one father, and you have one father in heaven. So don't call anybody mother or father. If they ask you to address them like that, I would forget it. Of course, there used to be a time when they would say, well, there was mothers in the church and they were the elderly women that, of course, we would look up to and we would want them to share their wisdom, that kind of thing. But not the pastor, not the pastor or the evangelist, that they want you to start calling them mother or father. Please get a life, will you? Anyway, let's listen to another clip about Moon.
This. They toured 120 nations in 2005 after founding the Universal Peace Federation. Then in next year toured 180 nations for the world tour for the restoration of the homeland with their children and grandchildren. every day after the events, there was a 훈독회 in the morning.
우리는 행복한 시대에 살고 있는 행복한 사람이다 하는 것을 매일매일 이 말씀을 훈독하면서 생활해야 되는 거예요. 그리고 이 말씀은 여러분들이 생활하는 데 있어서 지침서예요. 교과서예요.
She gave encouragement to the leaders and members of the Unification Church.
이 말씀의 본체신 아버님이 왜 매일 이걸 읽겠어요? 이게 꿈이 아니에요. 꿈이 아니야. 우리 현실로 이루어야 할 우리의 책임이 있는 거예요. 몰라서 못했다는 말은 입에 담을 수도 없어. 후에 여러분 후손에게 참 우리 조상은 훌륭했다, 책임을 다했다 하는 그런 입장에 서주기를 바래요.
Words that carry the utmost sincerity. The sincerity for the world of peace and the salvation of humanity. The path of will, which she endured with iron will in order to liberate God, who is shackled by the chains of pain and sorrow. The heart of anyone who is touched by her endless love that continues to flow is filled with hope. Has dawned. Reverend Moon has worked tirelessly to resolve the sorrowful heart of God, to realize the world of peace and to save humanity. And the painful path of helping beyond him and sometimes beside him. Their life of overcoming arduous obstacles, keeping the sorrow inside of their heart, was the path of the true parents, as true teachers, and as the kings of peace. True mother and true father became one in body. Therefore, true mother who has gained her victory through true love now has the right of an equal position, the right of equal participation, and the right of inheritance with true father. Reverend and Mrs. Moon became one in mind, one in thought, and one in body, centering on God's true love.
본인과 본인의 내다 한합자 총재는 인류의
Did you catch that? She had to liberate God, unshackle God. Yeah. They're the kings of peace. No, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. I have news for you. It's crazy people. Anyway, there's some stories if you want to read some of this information for yourself. If you put in your search, Peace Begins With Me, True Mother Events, some of these articles will come up, and you'll see that you'll see some of the people that appeared at these events. Oh, a pastor called T.L. Barrett, I've never heard of him, of the Life Center Church of God. He triumphantly introduced Hak Ja Moon as our true mother. She's the true mother. And the meaning of this is supposed to be, in essence, unification theology compensates for what Sun Myung Moon considered to be the failure of Adam and Eve and then Jesus to accomplish God's mission on earth. Moon, true father, and his wife, true mother, are the fulfillment of that plan and will successfully bring heaven on earth, known as Chin Guk. The universe, Unification Church hopes to unify all religions around Moon's divine principle and establish world peace. According to them, Christians are misguided about Jesus. Yeah, well, the devil would say that, right? In a March 2018 speech, the same Hak Young Moon, that's the so-called true mother, who will be exalted in Nassau, said that blasphemy against her will not find, those who blaspheme against her will not find salvation. Oh, brother. The Messiah, all of humanity yearns for the Messiah, and the advent of the Messiah should at least take place at the national level. Unfortunately, 2,000 years ago, even though heaven worked to prepare the people of Israel, they failed in their responsibility, and Jesus could not stand on a national level and merge as the true parent. Hence, Jesus prophesied that he would come again. Therefore, with regard to heaven's providence, when looking at the 2,000-year history of Christianity, what is more important than the second advent of the Messiah? The advent of the only begotten daughter who comes from heaven's lineage with no relations to Satan, just as Jesus did 2,000 years ago. Unless the only begotten daughter is born, the returning Messiah cannot advance to the position of true parent. Now, these people have a lot of followers. They're very, very wealthy. This lady, if you go and look at some of these videos on YouTube, she comes out with a big crown on her head, and she really believes this stuff. I don't know if she really believes in her head that she's really who she says she is. Like I said, she has to get up in the morning, she has to comb her hair, she has to get dressed. I mean, doesn't it compute to her that she's only human? Please. But yeah, she comes out with her robes and her crown, and she sits on a throne, and people are bowing down to her. And I guess maybe you start to believe it after a while, when you, just like these so-called Christian evangelists and pastors, they believe all this stuff about themselves, about how great they are and what a great destiny they have. Really, your destiny is to preach the gospel. Everybody is called to preach the gospel. We're all called to the ministry of reconciliation. And so God doesn't have any special people that are more important than you are. We're all important to the kingdom of God. So they like to tell you that you're going to have this great destiny, and you've got this great calling. Your great calling is to preach the gospel, to make disciples, just like anybody else. One-on-one ministry is powerful. It's always powerful. That's how I got saved. I didn't get saved in a church. I got saved because I met an evangelist, and he invited me to his house, and him and his wife, they witnessed to me. And then they invited me to church, and I went to church, and then I gave my life to the Lord when I was in a motel room, and I got down on my knees and I asked Jesus to come into my life and forgive me of my sins. So one-on-one evangelism is very important. So your destiny, if you're married, your calling is to your family, to minister to your family, to minister to your wife or to your husband, to work, to earn a living, and to be content. Godliness with contentment brings a great gain. These people that promise you all these dreams and all these fantasies and whatever that you can never fulfill. And there's only one great one. There's only one great one. And that one is Jesus. So I'm always amazed by how people like to, these people, especially the false prophets and the false teachers, they like to puff you up with pride and try to make you feel like you're entitled, like they do. They feel like they're entitled. You have to give them this phony respect. I don't respect these people. I'll never respect these people that use the word of God deceitfully. How could I respect that? How could anybody respect that? Why do people even attend these events? Why do people even attend these churches where these people are deceiving people all for filthy lucre's sake? All for filthy lucre. So let's look at a couple scriptures about deceit. Proverbs 20:17, bread of deceit is sweet to a man, but afterwards his mouth shall be filled with gravel. Psalm 120:2, deliver my soul, O Lord, from lying lips, amen, and from a deceitful tongue. Romans 16:18, for they that are such serve not our Lord Jesus Christ, but their own belly, and by good words and fair speech deceive the hearts of the simple. Psalm 43:1, judge me, O God, and plead my cause against an ungodly nation. O deliver me from the deceitful and unjust man. Proverbs 19:9, a false witness shall not be unpunished, and he that speaketh lies shall perish. Well, don't believe these deceivers. Don't believe these deceivers. Flee. I mean, run for your life. Let me play one more audio here from this moon about this moon.
Only a son. God knew ahead of time that he needed a pair, which would include a daughter. We have to talk about God's daughter, especially here in America. God will become more accepted in this country when we talk about his only begotten daughter as well. Chumbamayong, Book 13, Chapter 4, Verse 30. Even at this moment, do you know how many people around the world are dying without receiving true parents? We need to think of our fellow human beings living in misery, not knowing the providence and not having received the amazing blessing of heaven. Even though they live in the same age as the true parents, we need to be aware that this blessing has been bestowed for the first time after 6,000 years. Firmly planting our feet on the ground, we must roll up our sleeves and boldly proclaim true parents are here on earth. And you must testify that without them, this nation and world have no hope. I believe that it is time for all of you to thank God, who has guided you to be here at this moment and fulfill your responsibility to return his love for you. Aju.
Yeah.
Today's reading is from...
Anyway, just cry aloud and spare not about these people that participate in these events with these false prophets and false teachers. It is so dangerous what they're doing, or what they're trying to do anyway, these deceivers. And so as I was going over some alerts that I had this week, and I found something about Juanita Bynum. Now, here's an interesting character, this Juanita Bynum. I'm like, when is this lady going to get it? You know, she's always going through all this drama in her life and all these ups and downs. And then she, I don't know, she's having nervous breakdowns or what. But it's like, don't you get it? You can't keep prostituting yourself and deceiving people in the name of Jesus and expect that you're going to get away with it. You're just not. Yeah, this $5,000 pen. Yeah. You're not going to do, it's not going to work. For a while, it may work. It may work for you to deceive people. And I'm going to play these clips. And she says, yeah, I used to drive a Rolls Royce, and I was driving around in a Bentley, and I had all these things, and then I didn't have all those things. And supposedly, she had to file for bankruptcy at one point. I don't know if she even filed bankruptcy twice during her so-called ministry. But for a while, you'll get fame and fortune, but the devil's a thief. So whatever he gives you for lying about Jesus, he's going to take it away from you. So now, supposedly, she's got this new ministry. She makes a big announcement on Facebook. And she has a new ministry where she's going. She became a right brain practitioner. It's like, you know, when people say, sometimes when they want a divorce or when they're trying to leave their family, they say, I have to go find myself. This lady's still trying to find herself because the word of God is what renews your mind. It's not being a right brain practitioner, but she says this is her ministry now because she's going to be able to help people. Because supposedly there's a space between some lobe in your brain and that place is empty. So you have to fill it up with the word of God. And she's going to help people to fill up that space. But that's what happens. That's what happens like when you drink too much Kool-Aid. Let's see what happened to King Nebuchadnezzar. Now, this is one of my favorite stories because it reminds me so many of these false prophets and these false teachers, they go through their Nebuchadnezzar moments and they don't realize that God is letting them go crazy, just like he did to King Nebuchadnezzar, to save him because he's trying to get your attention. So in Daniel 4, verse 30 says, King Nebuchadnezzar, he said, is not this great Babylon that I have built for the house of the kingdom by the might of my power and for the honor of my majesty? He was bragging on himself like these false prophets and false teachers like to do. I have airplanes and I have mansions and I have millions of dollars and I'm an advisor to a president and I'm this and I'm that. Look at how great I am. So what happened? What happened to Nebuchadnezzar? While the word was in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven saying, O King Nebuchadnezzar, to thee it is spoken. The kingdom is departed from thee, and they shall drive thee from men, and thy dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field. They shall make thee to eat grass as oxen, and seven times shall pass over thee until thou know that the Most High ruleth in the kingdom of men and giveth it to whomsoever he will. The same hour was the thing fulfilled upon Nebuchadnezzar, and he was driven from men and did eat grass as oxen, and his body was wet with the dew of heaven till the hairs were grown like his hairs were grown like eagle's feathers and his nails like bird claws. He lost his mind. So what happened? He was on all fours like an animal, and his hair grew wild and his fingernails were long and became like bird's claws. And it says, at the end of the days, I, Nebuchadnezzar, lifted up my mind, my eyes unto heaven, and my understanding returned unto me, and I blessed the Most High, and I praised and honored him that liveth forever and ever, whose dominion is an everlasting dominion, and his king is from generation to generation. So when he repented, see, and he gave God the glory, instead of trying to take the glory for himself, he got his mind back. So it's like these people, they're crazy. They act crazy. They do crazy things. And why does that happen? Because most of them have sold themselves out to the devil for money. And all they talk about is, give me some money, sow seeds, send your $1,000, send your $10,000, send your $20,000, give me your 10%, and your life will be better if you just give me some money. And they're trying to be like God. And so what happens? They go crazy. They lose their mind, and they act crazy. And then they go and they appear with Mrs. Moon, and they talk about pornography, and they curse while they're preaching, and they just tell you anything. They'll just tell you anything, and they still have followers. Because I noticed that when Juanita came out with this right brain thing, that now this is her her new ministry is her, and she even got her degree in this right brain thing. And so she can't find any satisfaction in the Word of God. She can't find any peace just being Juanita. You don't have to be anything. You don't have to be Prophetess Juanita. You don't have to be the great Juanita and the strong Juanita. And whatever she's trying to do now, she's got a big fancy set that somebody bought her for her internet ministry, for her Facebook ministry, and she's wearing a Gucci belt. And she's got these glamour shots of herself now. So she's got this big picture of herself. It must be 5 feet tall in the background on her set. So it's all about Juanita. You don't have to be anybody. Just be yourself. Just be yourself. And then maybe God will give you your mind back. I mean, that would be nice, right? If she could get her mind back, because yikes, Juanita, she's really out of it now with this brain thing. Yeah, she's got a degree, some kind of degree in right brain ministry. The right brain, I don't know. I couldn't believe it. I was like, I see this headline on this website, and it says that Juanita Bynum is going to make a big announcement. So I'm thinking to myself, what is the big announcement that she's making? It must be something, because it's a big announcement. And then she says, yeah, the big announcement is she's got a new ministry. Here's some of the audio.
The apostles is not. All of what we thought the bishops was is not. All of what we thought was moving in the spirit, we're not really moving in the spirit.
Oh, that's not it. Here we go.
Him a few months back, and he said, I think this is your ministry. And I said, and I believe that God is calling me to this. And so he said, well, I'm going to send you out the package because I want you to go through the certification. And I want you to be certified, licensed to be a right brain therapy practitioner. And so at that point, people, I was like, well, okay. So he sent me the books and I went to studying. And that's when you all didn't see me on Facebook for a while and I wasn't doing lives for a while. I just went to studying and I just, you know, plowed my head in the books. And because the Lord had given me the spiritual part, and now I had to go and learn the medical, and I had to just kind of plow in. And then my books had to be signed off on when I got to my certification time. And so I went there, and I sat in a room. I think she's going to show some pictures in a minute. I don't know if you read it. I sat in a room for 4 days, from 9 o'clock in the morning till 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, sometime almost 8 o'clock, leaving out of there. Two breaks, coffee breaks. You go and get some coffee, use the bathroom, you come back. And 1 hour for lunch. And if I reached over and touched, let me move out the way so I don't know which way to, I'll move this way. I sat in this room with this man. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth. The first day I got there, he was teaching on something for about the first 2 hours or something. My little ADHD, you know, that's what I say. And I wandered off something. And then he started talking about something else about 10 minutes later. And he said, and that was what, and I said, I didn't get that. He said, I said that 10 minutes ago. So I knew then I couldn't be all wandering off and stuff. I had to pay attention because he was teaching was absolutely connected. Like one thought went to the next thought, to the next thought. And it was difficult. It was difficult. If you can lower the music for a minute. It was very difficult to sit there like that because I had to keep pulling myself in, because as he was talking, and the more I learned about the brain, it's like the only way I can explain it, I felt a rumbling, like, and I was saying, God, what is this? And he said, It's deliverance for people. It is deliverance for women. He said, what you are experiencing right now, I'm connecting the way out. For many of you that are watching, I'm connecting the way out. I'm talking about...
God's connecting the way out. God is connecting the way out away from you, Juanita, away from you, because you are a deceiver. You are a deceiver. You don't get it. You don't get it. So now you have to be a right brain practitioner, because you're like King Nebuchadnezzar. You don't have your mind, and you won't have your mind until you repent. Here's another audio of her right brain ministry.
A real way out. He said, I'm showing you the mystery that the devil didn't want the people of God to ever learn. Can I give you one? I'll give you one. There was a spot between the skull and the brain. It's an empty space there. The majority of the times when a person feels like something is pulled down over their head is because the brain literally does not claim that spot. And so it is an open passageway for the enemy to come in and sit there. And so sometimes there's nothing wrong with you, but you can feel the oppression of the enemy. And why does he do that? The enemy comes to sit there like that because he knows he cannot get in. He cannot get in because you have fortified your mind with the word of God. And so what he does is he comes to oppress you. And what lifts that spirit out is a spirit of worship. The spirit of worship dissipates that thing. The spirit of worship breaks that thing. Are you hearing what God is saying to you today? And so the enemy does not want us to know his hiding places. But tonight, he's being exposed for the liar that he is. Because your life is going to be exactly what God has shown you. And if the Lord has shown you anything, I want you to understand something. Your occipital lobe, it is active and it is working. My God from Zion. I said it is active and it is working. And what the enemy is afraid of, why is he fighting you? He's fighting you because you see something. He's fighting you because you can see a future in the midst of your chaos. My God from Zion. He's fighting you because he don't want you to recognize that God has already planned for you to get out. There is no going in unless there's a preparation to come out. Are you hearing me? The devil is fighting you because he's afraid of what has not even happened for you yet. Oh my God. And what he's trying to do, he's trying to get you to change your mind about what you believe. He's trying to get you to doubt God because he can't do anything about what the Lord has put in your occipital bone. That was not just a dream. That was just not a good idea. That was a divine plan of God coming down from the corridors of heaven. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. My God. And I called you to prophesy. What do I mean by prophesy? Teach people by the way you stand on my word that God is alive and well. Who am I talking to today? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. No. Watch this. And I said to the Lord, I said, well, what are you getting ready to do with this? And he said to me, you're trying to go this way. And I'm trying to take you this way. You're trying to just repeat something. And he said, I gave you a plan, but I'm giving you a fresh wind. I gave you a plan, but I'm giving you a fresh idea. I gave you a plan, but watch this. You introduced the women to God. Now it's time for you to take them to their full deliverance. No, it's time out to say, come on, I got to get you there. It's time for you to get there. It's time for you to stop talking about going there and get there. God, I feel God up in this place. And I said, Lord, I said, then how am I going to work all of this in? And he began to break down every aspect of the brain in that room with Dr. Mungadzi. We began to break down even some things that God was showing me that he said, you've caused me to go back and rethink some things. We begin to break down. This man, you're talking about 30 years plus. He is the leading right brain therapist in the world. The leading. What he's doing, God gave this to him. And we sat there for 4 days. And at the end of that day, the fourth day, when I took my examination, and he would ask me different things off the cuff and have me to tell me what's wrong with this patient, tell me what's wrong with that patient. And he said, I think you're ready. And so, you know what? I don't normally try to celebrate stuff because, you know, sometimes you just go, well, you know, that was all right. You know, when I got my first PhD in theology and my second PhD was in the philosophy of theology, and then I became a professor. And I became a professor because I wrote what they call a theological creation. I wrote my dissertation on what is this, the tallit, the prayer shawl. Is it Jewish or is it Jesus? And I was able to prove that it was the body of Christ that was created in that garment. And that
she got a PhD to say that the body of Christ was created in a prayer shawl? Juanita, I'm going to play this audio now. This is one of the reasons why Juanita has lost her mind, and she may never get it back unless she repents.
Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Y'all don't understand. It's an uncommon seed. It's an uncommon blessing. No, I have to say this because she just said that, and she don't know what she don't know. Is that last night I was talking to one of the workers and I said to her, I said, I believe I heard from God. I said, I believe I'm God. And one thing I can say about this one, she has sold, and we're getting ready to do the prayer shawls again. God said 333 people will give 1,033. And if you don't have the whole thing right now, pick up the phone call and pledge your first 333. And you have 30 days to finish the balance of 1,033. And he said, I want you to pray over these prayer shawls. And I want you to wrap up in the prayer shawl. When I asked you to stay and help me do this, I know you had to go back to Atlanta. She was saying uncommon. I can't think of a better time than to say this. But the Lord healing with me about her the other day. And the Lord said to me, she's to come in on the front line. I'm telling you, God spoke that to me. And he said, it's her season and she's ready. And he said, I will choose the people that is going to preach in this conference. And she, I'm telling you, God dropped you in my spirit. And he said, I'm ready to launch her ministry to nations. And she will preach women on the front line. And she didn't know, but I'm telling you, it's uncommon. It's uncommon. What God gave her is uncommon. The Lord will open up doors that were shut just like he did. Are you hearing this? That's why you got to pick up the phone. That's why you got to pick up the phone. 914-810-7090. God, she didn't even know anything about this. Nothing about this. But the word that God gave her, it lined up with what the Lord said. And he said, uncommon. He said, uncommon. He said, uncommon. God is going to use you greatly. Operators are standing by. Operators are standing by. Bishop Feller, you need to take us away. Operators are standing by. But God said it's your time. And when the Lord gave you that word, there's a supernatural word that she started preaching. She shared with Pastor. And I heard the Lord say, the flying monkey. I heard the Lord say, the flying monkey. He said, that's a nationwide word. And the nations need to hear that word. And so you're going to be preaching women on the front line. I'm telling you, God is doing a new thing. Bishop Fowler, take us.
This is so powerful, prophetess, tonight. As people are watching, I want you to pick up your phone right now. Start calling 914-810-7090. I'm excited about what God is doing. What a powerful testimony tonight. It is, watch this. This is a witness right here that when you partner, God will promote you. Right here in front of all of these people that are watching television, social media, promotion is here. You're watching right now. Same grace, same anointing. The oil of God is flowing right now. You need to pick up your phone at 914-810-7090. 7090. I think we ought to take a moment and just worship the Lord here. I think we ought to worship him. Come on, can we lift that sound? Come on, can we lift that sound? I think we ought to worship. Come on, we ought to worship. We ought to worship. Now, in this God moment, come on, pick up that phone and partner. Prepare to put your seed in the ground. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that there's an anointing of promotion right now. As you partner, there's an anointing of promotion. You see it right here.
They don't care, do they? They don't care. No. So it's at $1,300. So you can get an anointing of promotion. $1,300. Monita, that's why you're crazy. And you're going to stay crazy. Because you're selling God's blessings that are free for the asking. And as long as you do that, as long as you pimp yourself out, you can go to right brain school, left brain school, you can lay on the floor, you can roll on the floor, you can cry, you can scream, you can do whatever you want. You can hold all the conferences you want, you can do all the Facebook lives you want, but you're still going to be crazy. You're still going to be unhappy. You're still going to be miserable. You can't lie about Jesus and be happy. No, you can't lie about Jesus and be happy. It's like, stop it already. Romans 12:2. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Promotion comes from above. Promotion doesn't come from any $1,333 offering that you give to Juanita Bynum. Stop already. Anyway, what do these people want? What do they want out of life? You can have all kinds of words. All kinds of, when I was in the Word of Faith movement, I had all kinds of prophecies about how great I was going to be. This was going to be great. That was going to be great. You can never even live up to those things. And a lot of people, what happens to them is they go to these prophetic conferences and they get these words about what a great ministry they're going to have. And this is going to happen to them and they're going to get this kind of riches and that. And so you take that, and sometimes you try to live up to that, and you try to go running after that thing that's not attainable. So they give you false promises and false hopes when, like I said before, most people, they can barely get out of bed in the morning and function. So how are they going to be traveling all over the world? And the famous saying of Paula White is, she's going to shake nations. She's had a vision to shake nations, and she can't even shake Apopka because her church in Apopka, Florida, when she took that church over after Zachary Timms died, he had, if you go back on YouTube and you look at some of the videos of Zach, and you see the church back in the day when he had it, that place was packed wall to wall. There must have been 5,000-6,000 people in that building when he had it. Now, Paula's got it. She emptied the place out. She's got maybe, I would say, 300 to 500 people coming on a Sunday. She doesn't have any mega church. She doesn't have any thousands. She didn't shake Apopka. So what nations is she shaking? And so, but they want to convince you that if you follow them and you sow your seed into their ministry, that God's going to promote you and he's going to do this for you. And he's going to make you a history maker and a world shaker when you can't even shake your whole, she can't even shake her own town over there. So don't be chasing after false dreams and just try to live your life every day to the best of your ability. If God wants you to do something, he's going to arrange it. It's just like this radio program. We've been on now 10 years. We've been on the radio here. And after I left the Word of Faith movement, I had no intention of ever having a public ministry. I just was finished at that point, and I said, God, if you want me to do anything, it's going to have to be you, because I'm not stepping out until I know it's you. And this opportunity opened up, and I knew it was the Lord, that the Lord wanted me to do this, so I did it. And we've been here for 10 years, and we'll be here as long as the Lord wants us to be here. So if God wants you to do something, he'll open something up for you. You don't have to go chasing after it. You don't have to sow any seeds. God will just make a way where there seems to be no way. But the Bible says that godliness with contentment brings great gain. So be content with what you have, because you can really miss God. You can step out, and a lot of these people, they step out and they buy these buildings and they're mortgaged to the hilt. They've got debts coming out of their eyeballs, and because they're trying to be great in their own eyes, and they're trying to be great before people. And most of them wind up and they crash and burn. And they wind up on the gospel junk heap because they try to, they got out of God's will. And maybe they didn't even know God. Most of these people don't even know God. How could you know God and you go to minister at a conference with Mrs. Moon? How could you say you know God? How could you say that Jesus is your Lord when you do such a thing? How can you say you know God and God's speaking, the Holy Spirit is speaking, and you're telling people to send in $1,333 to get something from God? You don't know God. Because God doesn't talk like that. Jesus never talked like that when he was on the earth. He never talked like that. He never one time said, it's going to cost you $1,000. Line up here, step right up here and put $1,000 in my hand. Put $500 in my hand. He never did that. So whatever Jesus did when he was on earth, however he acted, that's how he still acts now. He said, when you've seen me, you've seen the Father. So if he didn't do it, then it's not so. I don't care who says what. I don't care what Old Testament scripture they like to pull out. They like to pull out Old Testament scriptures, and they like to make up stories about what it says. But most of the time, they don't go to the New Testament and talk about the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus. We've been redeemed from the curse. Any curse they like to tell you about, we've been redeemed from all that. So don't believe these liars and these deceivers. Anything we need from God is free for the asking. Ask and you shall receive. That's what the Bible says. So hopefully, let's put these false prophets and false teachers out of business once and for all. Just don't support them. If your pastor teaches these kind of things, don't go there anymore. Don't go to these conferences. Don't send your money to these TV preachers hoping that you're going to get something. Yeah, you'll get something. You'll get debts. You'll have more debts than you ever had in your life if you send money to these people. You'll have more financial problems than you ever had in your life. I don't care what they tell you. They can tell you all they want about all the blessings that they got because they sowed seeds, but that's not how the kingdom of God works. The kingdom of God works with righteousness. The kingdom of God works on love. It doesn't work on selfishness and our own self-serving interests. We love our neighbor as ourselves. We do things for people because we love people, not because we want something. That's how God is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us. What more do we want? Let's listen to this last clip here from Juanita.
I want the Holy Ghost fresh.
My God.
My God. I want new tongues. I want a new feeling. Things. For my person. Not for my ministry. For my person. I want to speak in new tongues. I want to feel the fresh wind of God. I want to feel for me, not for my ministry. Nothing is wrong with my ministry, but I need another baptism. Thank you, Lord. Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And I went to that church, and my first Sunday there, I had on my $1,000 suit. But when they called for the altar and the praise team started singing, "Yes, Lord," I ran and threw myself down. I know them people was like, "Is that one in the Bible?" Yes, it is. "Is that one in the Bible rolling on the floor?" Yes, it is. I didn't care. All I know is that Sunday, God did something for me. I know the worship team, they was on the platform and they was looking down. I didn't care who was looking at me. I just wanted a new dip from God. The pastor said, "Stand her up." Him and Pastor Jackie laid hands on me. And all I remember, my jacket was up over my head. I didn't care. And you know what? The next Sunday I came back, same thing. I was down on the floor. I said to them, "Y'all don't have to clean this side of the church because I didn't clean up the floor. I don't care. I just know that I need to be reloaded. My God. I don't care what nobody say. You got to know when to stop, drop, and roll. When you in a fire in your life, you got to know when to stop, drop, and roll." Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Somebody said, Well, what was you going through? Nothing. Was you in a fiery trial? No. Was the devil raging? No. Well, what made you do that? Because I was thirsty. Because I was thirsty. And I couldn't get it being prophesied as prophetess by them. I had to return to Nita. I had to go back to Juanita. And I had to get reloaded for what's going to happen in June. Because I'm not coming in that conference to give you a show. I'm not walking in women on the front line just so you can say, "Oh, we got to come." No, I got to go reload. Because when you come, God's going to reload you. Who am I talking to today? My God, I feel the Holy Ghost in here. Jesus. And I said to God, and see, one thing I love about Pastor Shamari, why he don't care. He don't care about your titles. Because you know what he said? He said lies is self-serving. He said, but the truth will serve God. He don't care about that. He don't care about how important you are, whatever, whatever, whatever. You know what I'm saying. They don't let people attack me. But it ain't like nothing special. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And that's what's wrong with some of y'all. You want to be special. That's what's wrong with some of y'all in ministry. You don't know when to stop. Yeah. You don't know when to stop and say, "God, do it again in me." And I'm not ashamed. Y'all ain't saying nothing. And I see people in there with their little phones out, and they be sneaking. I'm like, you better get God for yourself while you sneaking to take me. Because I'm not studying nobody. Because I know that the way up and the way to stay up is to know when to go down. I'm not hearing nobody talk.
Just empty words. If you're talking like that, then you better stop your pimping. Stop selling miracles, and maybe you'll have your head screwed on straight. Leviticus 20 verse 6 says, "And the soul that turneth after such as have familiar spirits and after wizards to go a whoring after them, I will set my face against that soul and will cut him off among his people." That's all it is. I mean, you can shout, scream, and all she wants and lay on the floor and whatever. But if she doesn't stop selling miracles and handling the word of God deceitfully, God says that he turns his face against that person, because it's nothing but manipulation. It's nothing but divination to tell people that they have to give $1,000, $100, $500, run up here with your check, don't miss this moment, call on the phone. Like, what? Since when does Jesus pick up a telephone and talk to people? I didn't know that Jesus was on the phone. No. Leviticus 20, verse 5. Then I will set my face against that man and against his family and will cut him off and all that go whoring after him to commit whoredom with Molech from among their people. Yeah. Don't serve people. These people that are try to make idols after themselves and they know how to talk the talk, like, oh, I don't want to be anything. I just want God. And if you really wanted God, then maybe you go away for a while. Just go away, be quiet, get in your Bible, come back and repent. When you come back and repent to the body of Christ and you tell the body of Christ, I have been selling miracles, I have been selling out Jesus, and I was wrong. When you can do that, then maybe we'll listen to you. But until that, you hang it up, please. You've got nothing to say to anybody. You don't have any kind of a ministry. That is not a ministry. People can call it a ministry all they want. If they're selling miracles, that is not a ministry. Don't look at them as ministers of the gospel, because they are false apostles. They are false prophets. They are false teachers, and they don't have anything to say to you. Nothing of any value until they repent of their wicked deeds. And then maybe we'll listen to them. But until then, just go away, be quiet, leave people alone, retire. Unless you repent, don't bother people. Don't bother God's people. We've got enough to deal with in our everyday lives without having to deal with you. So, anyway, you know, it's like, when are these people going to get it? How much do you have to go through in life before you finally realize that you need to repent? You need to repent. You can call yourself a Bible teacher all day, but you don't know the word of God. These people do not know God's word. And maybe if they read it, maybe if they actually spent time reading it, it might, because the Bible says that God's word washes out your mind. It cleanses you. So it's supposed to change you. So if it's not changing you, then something's wrong. I mean, there is really something wrong. Lord, help us. I mean, God have mercy. But please, wherever you are, whatever country you're listening in, and we have listeners all over the world, get out of these churches where these people teach these things. And they abuse you. They abuse God's people, and they use God's people to promote themselves and to promote their ungodly so-called ministries. But God help us. We need God's help in this time more than ever. So the remedy is get into the word of God for yourself. Find out what it says so you won't be deceived in this day, because there are so many deceivers out there, more of them than there are of us. God's always going to have his remnant, and that they're not going to bow the knee no matter what happens to us. We're just not going to sell out. But there are so many deceptive people, but the cure is to not participate in their unfruitful works of darkness. Amen. So that's our program for today, but I just want to let you know that no matter what Juanita Bynum's doing, or Paula White, or Mrs. Moon, or whoever, Jesus is not going to ask you about them. He's going to ask you about your life and what you did with your life, and did you accept him as your savior? Did you accept the free gift of salvation? Did you repent of your sins? Have you asked Jesus Christ to forgive you? Because he will, no matter what you've done. God will forgive you and give you a brand new life. Jesus said in the third chapter of John that you must be born again. First, you're born of your mother, and then you must be born again of the Spirit of God. Romans 10:10 says that confession is made with the mouth unto salvation. Confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and give you a brand new life. I don't understand how he does it, but I know he does it because he did it for me. And you'll never, ever be able to take my testimony away from me, because I know what happened to me the day that I got down on my knees and I asked God to forgive me. And I asked Jesus to come into my life, and I was changed, like overnight. I was a different person. I didn't want to do the things that I was doing anymore when I was in the world. I wanted God, and I wanted all that he had for me. So the born-again experience is a real experience, and that is a free gift. And we can know that we have a home in heaven, because Jesus, when he died, he rose from the dead, and he ascended into heaven. He's there, and he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us. So let your request be made known unto God, because he loves you, and he will give you what he wants you to have when he wants you to have it, and it's free for the asking. Amen? God bless you all today. Thanks for tuning in, okay? Bye.
I'm going to a city that's set on a hill. Its ruler and maker is the Lord God above. Oh, I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. Oh, I'm going to a city, it lies four square. The gates are made of jasper, and I'll see Jesus there. I'm going to a city, and it's set on a hill. And someday I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there. I'll be in heaven, and there'll be no sorrow there.